south of the border, down Mexico way. That's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play. And now as I wander.
Hello there, all you expat wannabes. I'm Johnny Mueller, and you're listening to The Expat Files, Living in Latin America, the show that tells you just what it's like to live, work, play, and or retire down here in Latin America. It's a mix of the good, the bad, the ugly, and the great, and it's all right here, so let's get started. All is not well at home, as expat Eddie checks in with domestic problems. We haven't heard from expat Eddie in some time. He's down in Salvador, you know. Lives in a beautiful gated guarded community with his runway model girlfriend, Claudia. Of course, they have a maiden full-time gardener, too. Eddie says that's the natural progression of things for everyone like him who grew up in a trailer court in Texas. And unfortunately, he says, since he's got a really big house, there are always family hangers-on, too. But never from his side of the family. They've never been out of Texas. I'm talking about his fiancée Claudia's side of the family. They're always dropping in and staying way too long, Eddie says. And he's always saying, Johnny, you know, my life's way too complicated. I own too much stuff. Lately, Eddie's been saying, I'd just love to have one of those little container homes. I'd do just fine, and I know he would. But since he's got such a big house and a fantastic garden-style yard, he can always retreat to some corner and find some privacy when things get too loud in the house. It's predictable, he said, when her relatives are hanging out, they're always in the kitchen or the den, where the soap opera channels, the telenovelas, are always on. Here in Latin America, they have a 24/7 soap opera channel. Actually, they have three 24/7 soap opera channels if you've got cable TV. In fact, one of those channels, I believe, is called the Soap Opera Network, Canal Telenovela. But that's not what we're talking about right now. We're talking about some sudden domestic strife that's rained down in Eddie's little household. Now, let me set this up for you, because it could happen to you, you know. No, I don't mean up where you're living right now in the States or Canada. It could never happen there, but it does happen down here in Latin America. Let me set this up by saying that almost everyone here in Latin America who owns a nice house and has a garden will end up hiring a maid, or maybe two. So then when you move into a place, how do you find a cleaning lady? Well, it's usually word of mouth in the particular gated, guarded community you're in. You'll see cleaning ladies coming to work every morning. That's a good place to start, and if you don't spot any in your immediate vicinity, put the word out with your guards at the entrance gate. When they go home, they'll pass the word on to the ladies in their extended family. That could be enough. Your search just might end there. However, if it doesn't, your guards will pass the word on to the cleaning ladies that come through that gate every morning. So soon enough, within a couple of days anyway, you'll have the neighborhood cleaning ladies knocking at your door, telling you they've got someone to introduce to you, often a daughter or a sister, who they trust and know is a good worker. Yep, everyone's a good worker, right? That's what they all say. In most cases, that's true, but then again, who knows if that person just got fired from their last job for stealing. Now, the thing is, if you're like me and so many other expat gringos, you don't want a bunch of cleaning ladies knocking on your door all hours of the day. You'll want to vet them out on the phone first. So here's a tip, whether you're looking for a cleaning lady or a maintenance guy, gardener, whatever. When you're starting to look and you're ready to hire an interview, go out and buy a burner phone for $15 or $20. You leave that little phone permanently in your den or kitchen. And when you mention to the guard at the front gate and the other cleaning ladies you might run into that you're looking to hire someone, give them a phone number, but only that burner phone number. Why? Because if you give out your regular phone number, you'll be getting phone calls here and there from all kinds of people, and it'll last for months. So don't make that mistake. Only give out that burner phone number, and after you've hired your person, if you want to be nice, you can just lay down a little recorded message saying you've hired for that position already. Or you can do like I do, because I'm not that nice. Just throw that SIM chip away. Then, so as to not let that burner phone go to waste, buy another SIM chip, put it in that phone. It'll be a new number, you know. Leave that phone in the kitchen and tell your cleaning lady that it's to be used for emergency phone calls only. Tell her she has to answer it when it rings. Wait a minute, Johnny, back up. What's that all about? Well, let me tell you. It's a really good idea when you hire a cleaning lady, maintenance guy, gardener, whatever, to tell them right off the bat that they're not allowed to use their phone during working hours. Because, you know, even here in Latin America, the lower classes, even the poor, are becoming addicted to their telephones like never before. It was different a year or so ago. If you had a burner phone, you had to pay for every phone call. The lower classes and the poor just did not have money for superfluous phone calls, so they got into texting in a big way. But now there's so much competition between cell providers, many of them are doing something they've never done before. That is, they're giving away free phone time within the same company. In other words, if you have a phone from Claro and your friends have a phone from Claro, calls to them and back and forth are free. Of course, that's not a new concept. If you actually have a phone plan and sign a contract and pay monthly, in that case, calls back and forth between phones of the same company have always been free. So even though I'd say 100% of Latins over 12 years old have a cell phone, less than 20% of them have a monthly phone contract. That means 80% of them buy burner phones. So now that even people who own those burner phones can talk to their friends for free, that can be a problem because your workers are going to get phone calls, sometimes a lot of them. Which is why these days it's advisable when you hire household help that you tell them they cannot use their cell phone during working hours. Now you might think that's harsh. What if there's an emergency? Well, remember that burner phone I was talking about, the one that you have in the kitchen with a new SIM chip and a new phone number? You let your household help know that's the emergency phone and give them the number. Tell them they can give that number to their family members and they can call if there is a real emergency. So you can count on the fact that that phone will most probably never ring. By the way, once you settle in down here and get a place, if you're gone a lot, let's say out of the country for weeks, even months at a time, or you take long vacations, it's a good idea if you have a cleaning lady to let her mind your house when you're gone. Even if you're in a gated, guarded community where it's completely safe and secure, the problem is the local help gets paid so little if you give them 2 weeks or a month off because you're going to Europe or whatever, they're going to really suffer for lack of cash. Of course, you could do like some gringos do and give them the salary anyway and tell them to go home and have a vacation themselves. That might be the gringo and expat way of doing things, but Latins are not that nice to their help. That's one of the reasons Latinos love working for gringos and expats. All right, let's talk about what recently happened to expat Eddie and the cleaning lady slash maid dilemma. But first, let me tell you, here in Latin America, there are two completely different schools of thought on hiring maids and cleaning ladies. Two different strategies. One is to hire a somewhat older, experienced cleaning lady, in her 30s and up. In that case, for sure, she'll have a family and kids, so she won't be a live-in. She'll come in at 7 or 8 every morning and go back home to her little pueblo. Though sometimes, out of necessity, an older cleaning lady will offer to be a live-in maid and visit her family and kids on the weekends. Either way, when you hire a lady like that, she's already got tons of experience cleaning, ironing, cooking, bathrooms, windows, all that stuff. And most of those ladies, believe it or not, can wield a pretty good machete, better than you and I, that's for sure. I'm not kidding. That's because most of them come from the campo, the boonies, out in the farmlands. The older ladies, the over 30 crowd, they know all about locally grown plants, herbs, and spices, as well as how to take care of cows, goats, and pigs. And get this, every last maid and cleaning lady I've ever met could slaughter and pluck a chicken or a turkey in 5 minutes flat. Now, for me, and I'm sure a lot of you listeners out there, just the thought of that process is kind of gross. So don't be surprised if when you're interviewing a cleaning lady, she brings that up when you ask her about her cooking skills. Hey, that's part of life out in the boonies. You don't think all those driveway chickens are pets now, do you? So anyway, when you're hiring a cleaning lady or maid, there's two schools of thought. An older lady who's got some experience, and that's good, you can set her straight to work. But then you'll find older ladies also bring a lot of bad habits with them, too. I know. When I call a 30-something lady old, that's gotta rub some of you listeners the wrong way, huh? Well, the reason for that is because I'd say at least half of the maid-slash-cleaning-lady workforce are in their teens. So, in the domestic servant business, a 30-something cleaning lady is considered kind of old. So again, you can hire an older, more experienced lady, or you can do what a lot of Latino families do and hire a young, inexperienced teenage girl. That's how most live-in cleaning ladies and maids start out. For most of these young girls, it's their very first paying job once they've moved out of the family homestead, farm, or campo. So that's the deal. They're coming from the boonies and don't have a house or a place to stay, and that's why they'll be living in. Like I said, a lot of Latino families prefer to hire a live-in teenager from the boonies because they can pay her about half of what they'd have to pay an older, more experienced lady who's coming in daily doing a 7 to 5. And more often than not, the older lady will ask to be on the books, therefore registered with the government, so she can be on the national health care and all that. Now, for you, the employer, that's kind of inconvenient, sort of a hassle, whereas most young teenage live-in maids won't ask to be on the system. Sound familiar? I bet when you were young, in your teenage years, you didn't want to get on the system and pay taxes and have FICA and Social Security deducted from every check. You didn't care about that stuff. You were young, invincible. You just wanted the cash. When I was young, that's the way I was too. So, to be on or to be off the books, that is the question. That's some of the stuff we'll talk with some detail about at the Expat Insider Seminar. So there's pros and cons to selecting an older, experienced cleaning lady versus a fresh green one from the compo who knows nothing. Obviously, if you're going to hire a young girl, she'll have to be trained up completely. Chances are she never had her own room or even a hot shower. Because, you know, throughout Latin America, the poor and lower middle classes don't have hot running water. Now, this might sound a bit nuts, but I've been told by gringas here in Latin America who have cleaning ladies that the young ones, even the older ones sometimes, will use the same rag to clean the toilet and the shower that they use to clean the kitchen sink and wipe the kitchen countertops. All you can say to that is, yuck. So, as you can see, they'll have to be trained up. And since nearly all your cleaning ladies will expect to cook for you, yes they will, you will have to teach them the basic rules of hygiene and sanitation. And certainly, they can be trained up. They learn fast, except their idea of hygiene is different than yours is. Remember, the average poor and lower middle class Latin American doesn't have access to water 24/7, and they almost never have access to pure, clean, filtered water. In their own little houses, they use very small amounts of water. In fact, the average American uses 5 to 10 times as much as the average Latin person does. Which means for them, in their homes, there's not a whole lot of hand washing going on. Believe me, you just have to drive through a poor or lower middle class neighborhood and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Now, as for most expat and gringo guys that come down to Latin America as unattached singles, they prefer their maids and cleaning ladies to be the older, more experienced type. That way, from day one, they can leave her on her own. They can say, here's my dump. The mop, the broom, and all the cleaning stuff's in the closet. Go ahead, do your thing. Have at it. When it comes to us gringo and expat guys, we rarely butt in or interfere with our cleaning ladies as long as they're continuously doing something. Of course, at any time you might say to her, today, clean out the closet or take care of the bodega in the garage. But normally we're just so happy to have someone cleaning up after us that we just leave her be and count our blessings that we're not living up in the States, where we'd have to do all that kind of stuff ourselves or eventually live in squalor. So that's how unattached gringos and expats handle it. But once there's a boss lady, gringo or otherwise, in the house, things change. That's when your maid or cleaning lady will really have to up her game, since women boss ladies are more demanding, meaning much better at picking out the flaws and the details in another woman's work. Oh, and here's another tip for you single gringos and expats. It's true, having an older lady keeping your house ship-shape is much more socially acceptable than, let's say, having a 45-year-old gringo guy with a 17 or 18-year-old maid. But even so, a situation like that's much more likely to raise eyebrows amongst your gringo and expat friends, especially gringa friends, than it is with the general Latin population. Even so, sometimes you do see that kind of a setup. Did I say setup? Though it's strictly legal and a gringo should remain a gentleman and businesslike at all times, who needs the grief, the tongue wagging and finger pointing, the rumors in the neighborhood, if something out of the ordinary did happen? Which brings us to Eddie's story. By the way, throughout Latin America, it's legal to hire underage guys and gals to do work around the house, etc., as long as they have a letter or permission slip to that effect, signed by their mother, father, or both. In fact, in the world of Latin cleaning ladies and maids, it's done all the time. Also, in the interest of full disclosure, I know of 3 expat gringo single guys who did get involved with their cleaning ladies. In fact, a couple of years ago, I told the story about a very wealthy gringo friend of mine in Costa Rica, around 50-ish, who married his very beautiful young cleaning lady. I think she was around 20 years old. I know, you ladies out there are thinking that's pretty repulsive, huh? Well, once again, I have to point out down here in Latin America, big age differences in the mating, dating, and marriage game are quite common. And it's true, big age differences do not go down well if you're living up in the States, unless you're extremely rich and powerful or you live in Hollywood, right? Which begs the question, why is it repulsive if you're the average person, but when you're rich, powerful, or famous, it seems to be okay? Though as a gringa friend once told me, it helps if the older guy's good-looking like George Clooney. However, if he looked like Michael Moore, they'd have to live in separate houses. Better yet, separate states, even separate countries. Now, as far as the other two expat gringo friends of mine who got involved with their cleaning ladies, one of these guys was 50, the other 60-something, and the cleaning ladies involved both in their mid-40s. Now, statistically, gringos and expats rarely get involved with their cleaning ladies. In fact, I've known hundreds of gringo expats and only three who have. I know what you're thinking. What about the ones that aren't talking? Well, I can tell you this. In all three previous cases mentioned, my three gringo friends adamantly told me it was the ladies who came on to them hard and heavy over and over. And still, some of you are thinking, yeah, sure, Johnny. Well, I can tell you because I know these three guys, none of them was what you might call a ladies' man. Well, one of them maybe, but he was way past his prime. But then again, who knows what happens behind closed doors, right? Now, as for Latin American men whose households have cleaning ladies, well, I can tell you this. Everyone, and I mean everyone, Latins that is, has a story about the maid or cleaning lady getting involved with a male member of the household. In fact, that beaten-down old cliché is a major plot point in almost every Latin telenovela, soap opera. In fact, over the years, I've known quite a few Latin guys who've been involved with their cleaning ladies. And almost every one of these guys was married at the time. It reminds me of a for sale sign I once saw in a car. It said, car for sale, must sell, cheap, girlfriend pregnant, wife pissed. Funny joke, huh? Well, it's not so funny down here in Latin America. And since every Latin family that's slightly above middle class has a cleaning lady, usually a live-in, under the same roof with a macho Latin dad and probably a couple of macho sons too, so there's always a certain amount of hanky-panky going on. It's a big unspoken problem. It's a power move on the part of the boss man. He pays her salary. He's in a distinctly higher social class. There's that kind of master-slave thing going there. And she knows that if she rejects his advances, not only will she lose her job, she'll have no recourse to go after him in court. Because, you know, there's a really good chance that the judges themselves are doing the very same thing with their cleaning ladies. Hey, I'm not making this stuff up. You hear discussions like this behind closed doors all the time. Which is why so many Latin lady bosses will not hire a young, pretty Latina to work in the house. Too many stories, too close to home. In fact, one upscale Latina mother told me, fat, middle-aged, and homely, that's the way to hire her. She said, why bring temptation into a happy home? Now, expat Eddie, who lives with his fiancée in a very nice gated, guarded community, now he tells me just last week his young maid, she's 17 now, she's been working for him for 2 years with parental consent and all that, totally legal. She's not a live-in maid, though, so Monday through Friday she comes in at 7 in the morning, leaves at 5. She lives with her parents in one of those ubiquitous small pueblos about 10 miles away. Anyway, Eddie says for the last month or so, she's been calling in sick about one day a week. And that never happened before. She was very dependable. So just last week, Eddie and Claudia had a sit down with her. What's going on, they said. Well, guess what? She's 17 years old and in the family way. She got knocked up. Little did Eddie know the rumor was out about her pregnancy for a couple of months. Not to say that the residents and homeowners knew anything about it, but all the cleaning ladies and grunt workers, maintenance guys, plumbers, guards, and the garbage men, they all knew. So naturally, at that sit-down, Eddie and Claudia popped the question, who done it? And she piped up, Eduardo, which happens to be Edward or Eddie in Spanish. Then Claudia said, you mean Eduardo, the maintenance guy's son, right? The cleaning lady nodded. Then Claudia scolded her a bit and said, when you talk about this, you better get your Eddie straight. Then she looked at Eddie and said, too bad you've got the same name. We don't need people jumping to conclusions. Then Eddie said, nope, we don't need anything like that. Next time, we'll hire a hag. So this week, Eddie and Claudia put out the word they're hiring a new maid / cleaning lady. Over the next few days, they interviewed a few of them and settled on one in particular. Now, to clarify things a bit, Eddie said he didn't actually do much of the interviewing. He let Claudia take charge of that. He wants that in her hands. He wants nothing to do with the female household help. But he did sit in and inject a few questions once in a while because he knew Claudia would never ask the hard ones. He says, Latin interviewers don't like to ask personal questions of people they've just met, even during an interview. For example, it was Eddie who asked, "Why are you leaving your current employment?" Now, this young lady had been working for about a year as a live-in maid, making, get this, $175 a month plus room and board. You heard that right, $175 a month. And you know, that's a pretty standard salary for a live-in maid off the Gringo tourist trail. I know, it sounds absolutely ridiculous, like they're living on another planet, huh? In some ways, they are. Now, get this. In the interview when Eddie asked, "Why are you leaving?" she did not complain about the money. She was upset because her bosses were paying her late, often very late. Secondly, she said the boss lady would yell at her husband, the kids, and her quite a bit. Turns out it was a family of four, mom and dad and two kids. Oh, and there was one more thing she complained about, another reason she wanted to leave. Like most young girls working as live-in maids, she was from the campo, the boonies, yet she had a high school education, which is pretty rare amongst the cleaning lady class. In fact, I'd say the average education for a maid or a cleaning lady is around 6th grade. Yep, poor country girls like her attend those wretched, dilapidated public schools way out in the hinterlands. They've got no other choice, and sometimes their parents won't let them go because they have to work on the farm. And a lot of them, like her, don't want that kind of life, so they leave the farm and head to the medium and large-sized cities looking for work. This girl's case was a little different. She had a high school education and was aspiring to go to college. Now, down here in Latin America, there are two ways to attend public university. You could go like a regular student, Monday through Friday. However, most don't have night school. Instead, if you can't go Monday through Friday because you have to work, and many, many students work, you can get your degree going Saturdays and Sundays. Now, if you go to college that way, it'll take a year or so more than if you went Monday through Friday, but you can still get a degree. Hey, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that getting a college degree is a good idea. It's just not these days. Unless, of course, you're going into engineering, computers, the hard sciences, or medicine. Otherwise, just like up in the States, a liberal arts degree will get you the right to live in your mom's basement. So here's why this 20-year-old live-in maid wanted to quit her job to work for someone else. The family she worked for were very late payers, the boss lady was verbally abusive, and they would not let her have Saturday off to pursue a university degree. Now, you might be wondering, how can a girl making around $175 a month afford to go to college anyway? Well, she'd never be able to go to one of those private universities. But every country in Latin America has a public university system that's virtually free. Sure, the buildings are dilapidated, broken windows everywhere, and the water, when they have it, is contaminated. But it is a way for the poor and underprivileged to get a degree. Because, you know, down here anyway, there is that very strong belief, like there was in the 60s, 70s, and 80s in the States, that a college degree was the key to success. Boy, were they wrong, huh? Now, if you're wondering why public school college campuses don't have night school, well, there's a number of reasons for that. For one, most of the lights in the classrooms and public buildings are burnt out or broken. Along with that, most of the chicken buses stop running around 9 or so at night. Why? Because they don't want to go into those poor, dangerous neighborhoods where most of the poor and underprivileged kids attending those free public universities are coming from. Speaking of free, you know, you get what you pay for, including this show. So anyway, Eddie's new cleaning lady was leaving her job because she wasn't getting paid on time, and though she had Sunday off, they wouldn't let her have Saturday off to attend university. However, she did not complain about the fact that her day began at 6 o'clock in the morning and ended Monday through Saturday at 8 o'clock at night. So figure it out. She's got 14-hour days and an 84-hour work week for $175 a month plus room and board. And that entailed cooking, ironing, washing, cleaning the house, and shopping for a family of four. Oh, and Eddie told me in addition to the fact that she said it upset her that the lady of the house yelled at her a lot, she went out of her way to compliment the boss lady's husband, whom she said left every morning at 5:30 and came home every night around 9 o'clock. Why? Because they lived in a nice gated guarded subdivision, about a 2-hour drive back and forth to the city in rush hour traffic. Anyway, she did give him a compliment. She said he was a nice guy that never tried anything with her. Then later, Eddie said to Claudia, "If that's how a cleaning lady defines a good boss, a guy that doesn't put the moves on her, that's pretty twisted." Then Claudia said, "With that guy's work schedule, he was probably way too tired to chase her around the kitchen." Anyway, in the end, Eddie didn't hire an old hag after all. He hired that same young girl. He's paying her more, giving her a Saturday off to go to the university, cut her back from 84 to 50 hours a week. And he said he's got no desire to chase her around the kitchen. And the message here? Always let your wife, girlfriend, fiancé, or lady of the house, whatever, handle the maid-slash-cleaning-lady interviews. You hire the gardener or maintenance guy and let her deal with the ladies. Oh, and on the other side of that coin, about 2 years ago, Eddie had a maintenance guy he had to fire. Young, kind of handsome, 20-something guy named Frederico. Freddy. Fantastic worker, self-starter. The perfect employee in every way except one. He thought he was a stud and gave Claudia the creeps. You know, trying that stereotypical macho muscle man pool boy thing. She's bottom, flexing his muscles, peeking around the corner, giving her the eye. Eddie said he saw him do it a couple times too, but it looked ridiculous to him, so he just laughed it off. But Claudia didn't want this guy around. And you know, there's that universal saying, if mommy's not happy, nobody's happy. So Eddie said this guy definitely had to go. And the epilogue to that story is, a couple of weeks after Eddie fired him, Claudia said she kind of missed the attention she was getting from that guy, even though he gave her the creeps. Go figure, huh? Well, to quote my own sister, she'd say it's amazing that relationships work at all, since women are complicated and finicky, and men basically stupid and simple. Wait a minute, was she talking about me? All right, we're getting towards the end of the show now. Remember to check out the itinerary and sign-up page for my Expat Insider Seminar this January 2018. Just go to www.thenewexpat.com and hit the seminar link. Once again, we'll be almost exclusively off the Gringo Tourist Trail in and around Guatemala. Why Guatemala? Well, the flights are cheap. I got a ton of contacts. It's off the tourist trail, and it affords some of the best living conditions you can imagine for expats and gringos. It's a place where the gringo advantage is very strong, not to mention it's in the Altiplano, so there's perfect spring-like weather all year round. You'll see what I mean when you get down here. And right now, you can still take advantage of my early bird discount prices. And don't forget, if you're working on your Plan B already or just getting started, the next best way to get yourself organized is to sign up for my 9-hour Expat Essentials course. Do check out the introductory video at expatplanb.com. And don't forget, you can download my Plan B phone consultation questionnaire form, too. The questions and comments posed there will help you get on the right track, too. To download that document, just go to the main page at thenewexpat.com.
South of the border.
This is the Expat Files, living in Latin America. If you want me to help you out with your own Plan B, just schedule a one-on-one consult. Send me an email, theexpatfiles@gmail.com. And if you want to learn how to move forward with your own Plan B from right up there in the States, go to www.expatplanb.com and check out my 3 videos. See ya. Nos vemos.